Connor, I can imagine every defeat makes a team feel sore, but that one more than most, given the standard of the performance, surely.
Yeah, distraughting, I'll be honest with you. We gutted. It's something where we look back on a game and I don't know what other people felt. I felt like in the game, I felt we dominated from start to finish. I thought to play like we did against a team like that with world-class players, that's what they've got, world-class players, and I thought we were relentless with it. I thought we were time and time again, we were pushing on and trying to press and trying to win the ball back. But to concede the goal we did in the last minute, not necessarily the first one, but the one in the last minute, we have to manage the game better and communicate better because he's on his own in the box. So we need to look at that, but I think it's a game where you can take the positives out of it because, like I said, I thought from start to finish we were fantastic.
Yes, and I know you're always very good at dealing with one game at a time, and that applies just as much in this situation as when you don't want to get carried away with a win, I suppose. You know, but come tomorrow, there really are a lot of good things to take out of it.
Yeah, 100%, and we'll look back on it in the week and we'll look at how we've played and take the positives out of it, but also look at the negatives as well, like I said, with the goals, because I feel like they were the only negatives, but it's hurt us today. It really, really has. It's something where when a team like that comes to Molineux and we play the way we did against them, you expect and you want to win, and we've not got that, so we're massively disappointed. But I thought the way the lads played all game, from the first minute to the last, the running, the pressing, the tackling, how aggressive we were in terms of pressing in their half as well, I thought we were brilliant.
There are so many good performances, and it's unfair to single anybody out. However, there'll be attention on Adama for having scored a goal. His first goal at Molineux, I guess.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. No, listen, he's a phenomenal player. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think the way teams are, don't win sounding bad, but ganging up on him type thing at the minute, it's one player then the next player, and to be fair, Tottenham were quite clever with it today in terms of the way different players were following every time, but it's hard from our point of view to keep on seeing that, do you know what I mean? Because he's such a handful, they're doubling up, three players are going to him, he's beating them, he's putting crosses in, he's a fantastic footballer, he really, really is, and I think what he's doing at the minute is really, really top level.
He must know, as indeed, and you've all had this experience to some degree, he can look back and say, I am getting better. I mean, there's a player there now that we couldn't see 6 months ago, we can now.
Oh, he's fantastic, and I think that's the best thing about him. He works so, so hard in training every single day. You can see he's listening to the manager every single day, and you can see he's improving every single day as well. And we hope he keeps on doing that for many, many years, because, like I said, the start of this season, he's been absolutely phenomenal. He really has. He's unstoppable at times. Teams can't stop him. You see him up again today against a world-class defender in Vertonghen. That's what he is. He plays international football at a world-class level. So it's something where we want him to keep on going like that as much as possible, because he's a massive, massive factor for us moving forward.